Prosecutors cracked down on illegal road racing in San Diego, and a drag racer there faces murder charges. The story next on All Things Considered. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Jackie Lydon. Speed kills. And prosecutors in San Diego are now pressing murder charges against an accused drag racer involved in a deadly crash last month. The charges are part of a citywide crackdown on illegal street racing. Police are targeting the people who watch races as well as those behind the wheel. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Drag racing has been around almost as long as the automobile. Casey Gwynn fondly recalls testing the speed of his own souped-up 67 Mustang. But Gwynn, who's now the city attorney of San Diego, says racing has evolved in recent years from an out-of-the-way spectacle to a dangerous urban sport.
In the 1950s, you know, they went off to some drainage ditch in the middle of nowhere and raced their two cars. In the 70s and 80s, they cruised the boardwalk on a Friday night and popped their clutch and had a good time. But in the 1990s, they started gathering 300, 400, even 1,000 cars on city streets and started having races.
And some of those races have had deadly results. 8 people died drag racing in San Diego in a 4-month period in 1998. The city responded by closing off one of the most popular strips. And last year, it formed a special police unit dedicated to the problem. The Dragnet unit works undercover to identify racers. Detective Kerry Mencier says they're sometimes arrested long after a race is over.
We're knocking on their doors on a Saturday morning, waking them up, putting them in handcuffs, taking them to jail, and impounding their cars for 30 days because we don't want you racing.
Mencier says the extra enforcement has cut down on the number of racers, but the deaths continue. 13 so far this year. The latest victims were Shanna Jump and Brian Hansen, 19-year-old sweethearts who unwittingly drove into the path of an illegal street race last month. Police say George Waller was driving nearly 90 miles an hour with his lights off when his modified Plymouth Barracuda slammed into Jump and Hansen's car, killing them instantly. Gwynn says that crash was a wake-up call for the community.
When Shanna and Brian died, they weren't racers. They were totally innocent kids with their whole life ahead of them who just made the mistake of driving home the wrong way and ended up running into a guy with a roll cage in a race. And suddenly everybody said, this isn't just them, it could be us.
Prosecutors took the unusual step of charging Waller with second-degree murder. He's pleaded not guilty. And the city council passed an emergency ordinance making it illegal simply to watch drag racers.
If it's against the law to watch a dog fight or a cock fight, if it's against the law to cheer on a rape in progress, then it should be against the law to cheer on illegal street racing.
Even as the city cracks down on street racing, it's tried to provide an alternative venue where drivers can race legally and safely. In the parking lot of San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium, the air is thick with the smell of burning rubber. Hundreds of racers and spectators gather here each Friday night to test their speed on a legal eighth-of-a-mile track.
On the left, Thomas Fortner in his 65 Cobra, Joe DeBerry, 1972 Chevy Corvette.
The event draws Camaros, Trans Ams, hot rod Hondas, anything with four wheels that's fast. Kyle Bogeman drives a 72 Ford pickup. He runs the eighth of a mile in just over 8 seconds.
I like driving fast cars. That's why I come out here.
Here, instead of the street, Bogeman says, because he doesn't want to be thrown in jail or have his truck taken away. The city's crackdown has caught the attention of many drivers here. Daniel Wingo now races only at the stadium. He and his wife used to run their 2000 Mustang on the street.
Sure. I was out there every weekend. The spectator ordinance was really the big thing that got us, because even watching you can get in trouble. So we're out here now every week and not even thinking about street racing.
Cities around the country and as far away as Europe have contacted San Diego for advice on dealing with their own drag racing problems. City Attorney Gwynn doesn't believe San Diego has won the battle, but he does think it's convinced many law-abiding drivers to race on the legal track, or not at all.
If you're going to get your kicks on the streets of San Diego, you will be treated as a common criminal, and when you injure or kill somebody, you will be treated as a murderer.
Police say they've now identified the driver of the car that Waller was racing the night that Jump and Hansen were killed. The driver got away that night, but a warrant has now been issued for his arrest. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.